Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Still to come, Charles Barkley on Galveston.
Ship talk. We got to save it for
that's
that.
That's at the bottom of the hour.
Although I do want to make sure, Dell, that we have the Keon Coleman presser ready.
Is that in ship talk too?
No. There's no reason to. He's not talking trash. He's just from Opelousas, Louisiana.
Okay.
He was a good high school basketball player. Two things I learned is, well, I already knew this one because I learned it during the draft season when I was looking up some video on Cooper DeJean. He was, he could dunk now. He was a good high school basketball player. And so was Keon Coleman, who ended up getting drafted by the Buffalo Bills with the first pick of the second round. Both of those guys had some good basketball tape. But Keon Coleman's from Opelousas, Louisiana, and you're going to hear South Louisiana when you – he has – it's one of the most captivating – he's at his initial press conference. He's got a yellow jacket on. And I don't know, Dell, if you have it now, just give me the thumbs up. Okay, you didn't have it. He's got a yellow jacket on.
Dell's catching it right now on Twitch, apparently. The stream's down. And
yeah, people just say he's
Twitch
doing a terrible,
well.
Terrible job.
Yeah, you're doing, Dell,
that's
you're
what the streets
it.
Are
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, you know, because I control whether computer crashes or not. Yeah, it's all on me, you dummies.
It kind of is.
I don't listen to what Twitch says because they're stupid.
Whoa, wow, man. Wow.
They could be your friend. Every time I think
Charles
you're going
to
be friends
was
with
nicer
them.
To Galveston than you are to Twitch.
Every
Twitch
time I think you're going to be
Twitch
friends
is
with them.
Our version of Twitch is the Galveston. Is the Galveston water of online communities.
Oh,
my
no.
God. That you are, Dell, you're just going to catch it now.
F.U. Dell.
I don't care.
RJ greater than Dell. A bit aggressive, Dell. Shots fired.
I never
here they
monitor
come.
Twitch anyway.
Here they come.
Let me get up.
It only happens when Dell's running the board.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have, because if you're not watching through the day, when we're like part four of the day, I don't know if you idiots know this, but every time you see part three or four throughout the day, that means the computer crashed and we have to restart the stream.
You can't hold RJ's jock, Dell.
I wouldn't want to. That's weird.
Ride a fence nude, Dell. This coming from a dude that lives in League Shippy.
What does that have to do with where I live? What does that mean? That's stupid. Told you they're dumb.
We are the Galveston version.
Wow.
Oh, one person. Yeah.
Wow, this is ugly. I didn't know that Dell versus. I mean, their shots are fired. It's like going.
You're
to
the Galveston of producers. Why do you have to fight with these people on a
did
platform?
Did they attack me first,
man,
or did
you're
I
like
attack
the
them?
Kid, the 16-year-old at Cabana Live. Just.
Are we making jokes about that?
Didn't say
well,
that.
Nobody got killed. Everybody's fine. Tank's out of the hospital. We're good.
He got arrested.
Okay.
And
okay.
He got kicked pretty hard in the head.
Well, he should have gotten kicked too. In the head from opening fire.
Twitch, real quick, Astros sweep in Mexico City.
Is it a sweep if
was
it's
it a
two
sweep?
Games?
It was, yeah.
Well, it's a soft sweep.
Yeah.
No, that's
it was
not
two
what
games.
A soft
it's a
sweep
real sweep.
Is.
Okay, so we were going to call it a two-game sweep. Well, yeah. I'll take it as a sweep.
Okay.
We run Mexico City.
We do run
no,
Mexico
the cartels
City.
Do.
No
Mexico City is orange.
Well, the cartels run Mexico
okay.
City.
But. The cartels, but then also Altuve.
And
he runs Mexico City.
And the
City.
Abreus. Both Abreus run
both
in Mexico
City. Both Abreus and Jose Altuve run can Mexico
I, or
City.
Petey.
Can I? Oh, he
no.
Actually is Mexican.
Apparently Jeremy Pena was out and about, and he was the one that was they would put front and center for all the people out there to promote the games, and he was beloved. Jeremy was beloved, well, even though he was making out with Kyle Tucker, apparently, or something.
It wasn't a make-out. It was just an intimate exchange for whatever reason.
I've got other videos. The Astros have been like this for a while.
Yeah.
They're friendly now, where it was Altuve and Bregman and Carlos Correa and Georgie, when those four were at some press conference
they all,
with somebody.
They love each other. That's
yeah,
great.
No,
that's
they,
fine.
They're friendly. That's fine.
Okay.
I'd rather have a teammate teams that like you.
Right. All right. We said we'd do this, too.
Joey Loperfido is coming up to the big school.
Joey Loperfido is coming up, and we'll see what they do, who goes down. Trey Cabbage came up for a couple of games and looked it looked pretty good. He got a hit, so that was nice. He's got a 500 OP. He's got a 500 batting average. And
how did Ronel Blanco look? I saw the numbers. It was fine, but how did he look as a starter the other day?
Who?
Ronel Blanco.
Ronel Blanco looked great. He had 8 strikeouts, 2 yeah. walks. Yeah, he looked good. He gave up a couple runs, but you know.
And he got
up
bailed
runs,
out.
What, 5 innings?
And 5 2/3, yeah.
He got bailed out because Rocky missed third base. Yeah. Rounding home.
Oh, that
trying to get home. Yeah.
That was a big play. Dude missed third base on the way home. And end of inning, instead of you guys still score
what
a run.
A
yeah.
screw up.
Yeah. Texans added UNC running back British Brooks.
Don't know British. I was going to write him up, and I decided not to.
Tariq Barnes, linebacker.
Don't know him.
You don't know Tariq Barnes.
Nope.
They added the twins, Jaden and Jackson Jenke.
Yep.
They added linebacker room, Texan signed linebacker Max Tooley from BYU.
I can't remember if I saw him, but it doesn't ring a bell.
They also added undrafted free agent Feldarius Payne.
Yeah, love Feldarius. I put a tweet out about him. Feldarius Payne is a really interesting
pass rusher.
How come
he didn't get drafted? I mean, you look at that tape and go, holy crap.
I know. That's what I couldn't believe. Danger Jeremiah calls me like a week before the draft, and he goes, hey, I got somebody for you to watch. He said, have you seen this kid, this pass rusher? I said, Feldarius Payne? He goes, yes. He goes, oh, I was telling Tom Telesco about him with the Raiders. He called a couple teams, and they didn't even know him. I told 3 teams about him myself. One of the teams may have signed him, but I can
One
just
of the
tell
teams
you this.
Did sign him. It was the Texans.
That's right. And so he's got unbelievable get off. He's really quick. He may have a little bit of attitude or immaturity or whatever because he had been formerly at Nebraska. But if you go look at his stats, his tackle for losses, his sacks this year, it's like, hey, he's got production. He tested really well. He's great getting off the ball. I don't know how he didn't get drafted. Honestly, he's like 200. Now I will say he's like 286 pounds. That probably doesn't help his cause, but he's so athletic that he can be a penetrator. And I think that's a really good free agent pickup for them. He's a player I could see practice squad or making a roster depending on, you know, you did lose a couple defensive tackles. You traded one, you lost the other one. We'll see. He's
yeah,
a good
but you
free
drafted
agent,
one as well.
Yeah,
so.
He's a good free agent. Yeah. Who else?
That's it.
Okay.
That's the list that I've got. That's it. So, there are your undrafted free agents for your Houston Texans. There may be
more.
Well, they may be, but
sometimes when you have a good roster, you don't have to bring in a bunch of them. Let's see. Here's Texans Wire. I'll see their updated British Brooks. Probably the same that you have. Yep. Tariq Barnes.
It'll be interesting to see if he, don't know. He probably makes a practice squad because Marcus Harris is going to make the team probably. The Texans are going to probably sign. I mean, yeah. Marcus Harris.
I think he'll definitely make the team.
Yeah, he'll definitely make.
I'm telling you, he's stout at the point of attack.
Yeah,
so that's pretty good. The Texans may be it right now. That may be it because they've got a pretty good roster. You don't have to dig around. You don't have to spend that money. I know one team that spent $200,000 on an undrafted free agent at on an offensive line. And they were going to draft him, but they just thought, we don't have, because I know they reached out and just said, I'll have some teams every once in a while. Where do you think this guy goes? And I said, on tape, he's like a 6th rounder. And this team was just convinced.
Yeah, but if you don't draft him, you don't have him for 4 years, right? I mean.
Yeah, well, that's why this team gave this player $200,000, which they say is like practice squad money. So it offsets it. So they were happy to give this money.
If he turns out to be a player, you don't have him locked up. So,
right.
Right? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. Because they could do a 2-year deal, maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's not 1-year deal. I'm not sure. That's a good question. You can give him any contract you want.
Yeah, right. Right.
So maybe they already have
chances are, if he's undrafted, he's not going to get a 4-year deal.
Well, but that's what I was telling you. This team viewed him as a draftable player. They just didn't draft him because they didn't think anyone else was going to draft him. So they gambled, waited. And so now they give him a bunch of money because basically they're going to treat him like a draft pick. Yeah. It allowed him to get a separate player.
All right. Hey, this is another big week golf-wise here in the city of Houston. Well, in the Houston area. We had we had the tour come here. Then we had the women at the Chevron, and now we've got the Champions Tour here. Steve Alker is the defending champion. Steve actually played well this weekend. I think he finished second this week. And they're all coming to the Houston Insperity Invitational presented by United Healthcare. It's at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course. It's this week. Spectators are invited May 1st through the 5th. And get this, 78 of the best PGA Tour champions of all time. And the Insperity Invitational, proud to continue its tradition of offering free general grounds admission. Free. Is that good enough? Is that a good enough deal for you to get on out there? If you've never seen the tournament course, it's awesome. If you've never seen these guys play, man, they're still really, really good. They really crush it. This is great competition at the highest level. The Champions Tour is here. Go to InsperityInvitational.com. You'll see the tournament schedule, ticket information, the field, the events, the tee times, the parking and shuttle options, and the spectator policies. All at InsperityInvitational.com. That's InsperityInvitational.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Ship Talk is coming up here, although it's not usually ship. We hear some of the sauciest, sassiest comments from people over the weekend. A lot of it is going to be draft-related. I think you will hear Chris Ballard speak up for Adonai Mitchell, who fell to the second round in the 52nd to the Colts.
The Georgia wide receiver?
Well, the University of Texas wide receiver.
Oh, the University of Texas wide receiver.
Some people call him Georgia when he was there, but I call him a Texas wide receiver who played in the Final Four last year of football. So Mitchell gets drafted. He didn't have a super happy look on his face. He gets drafted and his mom has to hold his arm up. Everyone's celebrating around him. She's holding his arm up. And it's like a little kid, like, you know, he flop around. He wasn't smiling. He didn't look happy.
Maybe because he went later than
it's not a cult thing. He was really, really, really pissed off. Yeah. He thought he was going to be a first rounder.
Yeah.
And then he watched Leggett go, Ladd McConkey go, like receiver after receiver go in front of him. And, maybe there was something there about the Colts, but he was just really upset that he had not gone until the 52nd pick.
Maybe it's Anthony Richardson's going to throw me the ball.
Ugh. Well, you better have a catch radius.
Well, he's going to be a little
erratic.
And we got Lorazzo coming up because he missed out on what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. I guess mine would be, and I didn't have one other than Highland Pines was awesome this weekend. I really feel bad for Michael Penix. There is not one person, I've not seen one person have anything positive to say about that draft.
Do you understand a black quarterback got drafted in Atlanta and everyone's pissed off?
That is. I mean, not one person said.
But it has nothing to do with.
Everywhere you go, you look, who lost in this draft?
Has nothing to do with. Oh, I know. Well, on the air, I just said. And I had to think, like,
what are you
I know
doing?
I'm supposed to be positive about stuff. Or, you know, it's like, I don't. And I just said, I'm trying to figure out what the Falcons are doing. I don't know what we're doing here. I honestly don't. Bucky's like, well, we're getting a quarterback. And I'm like, Buck, what are we doing? Seriously. We just got Kirk. And then I read Fontenot, I read his comments. Kirk Cousins reached out and had a conversation with Penix. You know, I wouldn't have done it, but I understood what he's saying here is they just think he's going to be special. They think he's going to be special, and they didn't want to pass on special even though they had Kirk Cousins. And if they have to wait, they have to wait. And I get it. That's fine. It's awfully – that takes a lot of discipline. I give him a lot of credit. You're swinging that sack around, and you got a lot of discipline to be able to sit and draft.
Listen.
A quarterback you think is great when you have so many needs in the 8th pick of the draft.
I hope they're right. Just because everybody has been down on this pick, and I hope at some point Michael Penix shows everybody and Fontenot can go, you see, I mean, I likened it to Duke lacrosse. It's probably not. It's probably a bad
analogy. How in the world did we get there again?
Well, because everybody was just jumped all over him.
Well, that was wrongful prosecution.
Well, right.
Wrongly accused.
Everybody in the media had already found them guilty.
You could say that about J.J. Watt then. You could have used him instead of Duke lacrosse. You could have said, remember when everyone yelled about J.J. Watt, who was a football player who was drafted?
Not everybody did, though.
Josh Allen. A lot of people hated the Josh Allen pick. Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Well, Daniel Jones, they were right.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go, what about, remember Daniel Jones, that 1 year he had?
Yeah. Remember? Let's get La Raza in here. ¿Qué pasó, mío? ¿Por qué estás tan tarde? ¿No estabas para que aprendiste este fin de semana?
Claro que sí, güey.
Johnny Gabagool, flash night,
Delicito.
Para tres palun.
Coño.
Gentlemen, good morning. Well, shout out to Michael Penis out there. He's doing his thing, though. Don't worry about him. He'll be all right. No, yeah, gentlemen, I learned over the weekend two things. I learned that the tainted meat helped the Astros win in Mexico. And also I learned that it doesn't matter if you can't read. The NFL will take you out there and they can look embarrassing like Jamal Charles.
He can read. He's got a speech impediment.
Dan Francitti? I didn't know that was a place.
He's got a speech impediment. We know this about him. Speech impediment. You're a terrible person. We know this about Jamal Charles.
La Raza. You yell out Go Chiefs at the end. No. I couldn't hear it. So I'm on a broadcast. I can't. Well, actually, I could hear some of it. I don't think you want to play it.
No.
I don't think you want to play it. He also said during the broadcast, his whole thing was he had a learning disability when he was young, and no one ever thought he'd be able to do anything and how he overcame it. And the internet's just like, the same way that what's his name, La Raza, is going in on him.
Come on.
I know. I mean, he has not only a speech impediment, he had a learning disability.
He overcame all of that.
And he overcame all that. I think he got a college degree, went to Texas. And we loved Jamal Charles, and he was good at school.
Why are we doing this, Lover? And they gave him,
and the name he had to read that he struggled with was Kingsley Sua Maatia. Sua Maatia, yeah, because it's like onomatopoeia. Sua Maatia.
Okay, we can't do that.
We can't play it. We can't let him do his thing. Or La Raza can't come. He waded through just so he could do that.
Why did they put him out there, though?
Well, that's a question I also have.
Yeah.
Now, and you know what? I'd heard Andy, so I had him in the mock draft going to. I had him in the mock draft going to Kansas City, and I dabbed on air. As soon as he was drafted, I went like this. And Bucky's and Hytham in the. Was that just a? Did you just dab? Was that just a dab? I said, "Yeah, I'm bringing it back." I said, "I've already brought it back." Ironically, it's in an ironic way, but I still brought it back. So, if you see other people dab
on the broadcast,
me.
You dab.
Yeah, on the broadcast, I hit him with a fang. Although I don't think I don't know because we went right from the podium to the videotape, so they couldn't see me dab. But I dabbed. I think you guys know that I did. So I want to play Keon Coleman for you. Before Ship Talk, Dell, you have Keon Coleman ready? Keon Coleman, Florida State wide receiver, came from Michigan State. He's originally from Opelousas, Louisiana. That's South Louisiana. That's different.
Well, anything, according in Louisiana, anything north of Opelousas is Yankee.
Yeah. It's country now. It's not all, it's some Cajun, it's some country, but that's what it is. Here he is talking about he's got a bright yellow jacket on. Somebody asked him about it. It's the beginning of his press conference. I couldn't stop watching this. To me, it's like it was just so much fun listening to him talk.
Nah, man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years? You did. Guess where I got this wrong, though. That I'm saying you got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Time is up.
Nah. Macy's. What you mean? It be on sale on the rack. All the colors. Look, 79, 89.
nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little. I'll take you there personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one.
Got you. I'm with you.
See, I ain't know nothing about Thanksgiving. I get you. See, I shop like my mom. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and it be cheaper. Because you go at Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Who we starting with? Oh, we can go. Oh, my bad. Hold up. Y'all can hear me? This on or this off? All right, bro. I'm just making sure I'm hoping he ain't trying to set me up. Who we got going first?
Macy's. Like, guess where I got this jacket from? The guy goes, Tom Izzo. First of all, it looks like a Michigan jacket. He goes, Macy's, what you mean? Macy's, what you mean?
At the end, when he's wrapping up, he goes, oh, little snacks. Can I get some of those?
Yeah, and he goes over. ask him, can I get some snacks?
Can I get those snacks?
And it's a whole table of snacks, and he pounds them.
Yeah. Went over there and grabbed some snacks.
What you mean?
They're like, yeah, you can have some snacks. Okay.
He's frugal. I ain't worried about Keon losing all his money.
Okay. No, I love it.
Yeah.
No, you got to
shop at Macy's.
Shop two seasons ahead. You don't go to Thanksgiving. It's cheaper. But you can hear South Louisiana. I was waiting for him to say, you heard me? He didn't say, you heard me. That's more New Orleans and Baton Rouge than Opelousas.
Yeah, no.
But I was waiting for him to say, you heard me?
829 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, you do not want to miss this ship talk.
Gosh.
It is hilarious.
There's a lot of real stuff being said here.
Well, according to you, I disagree wholeheartedly with Charles. But we'll find out what you think next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And my man is back. Okay, Kent Jones. I'm excited. He was off last week, so I didn't talk about him. This dude, I mean, I want to call him the mortgage nerd. He wants to say, oh, Dream Rate, he loves mortgages. Well, that's what he wants his catchphrase to be. I want it to be mortgage nerd, because this dude nerds out on mortgages. He loves mortgages. I mean, he is going to work that deal for you. I'm telling you. And if this is the most expensive thing you're ever going to buy is your home, you don't shop it. You're not shopping your mortgage. You're not finding the best mortgage you could possibly get. You're not getting the best discount, the most discounts you can when you sit down. He literally is the best. I just feel like he is going to work his tail off for you. 75% of the public is doing it wrong. They don't have a broker. They don't have somebody, and especially somebody that's small, doesn't have all the overhead. He's going to work that deal as hard as he can. They're going to try to save you as much money as he possibly can at the mortgage when you sign and throughout the life of the mortgage as well. He's got all the different mortgages. No problem. All you need to do is go to the Ultimate Mortgage Hookup. That's Dream Rate Mortgage, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473, J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for Dell to take over the show with Ship Talk. It's our weekly segment. We named it after Jackie for a while, but I don't know if it's still named after Jackie.
Sure.
Because he loves this segment so much.
Yeah, because we certainly want to play to what Jackie likes and doesn't like.
No. So that's why Jackie doesn't like it, then it ain't on the show.
Well, I understand that. Well, right. Then you wouldn't be on the show.
Yeah. It's a pretty good one.
Yeah, but we're going to build up to the one you guys have been alluding to. We're going to start with Javon Baker. He is a new Patriot, formerly of UCF, spent some time at Alabama. We play Keon Coleman's presser, and that's very jovial. It's, hey, look, Keon with that accent. It's very nice. Javon Baker had a different feel about where he was drafted. We're going to start out with him, I think, talking to the media, and then you're going to sense a tone change once he's around his boys.
Just come to the home stadium and bring out popcorn. That's all I can tell y'all. Bring your popcorn. I make people in wheelchairs stand up. Bring your popcorn.
Too f***ing long. You gotta pay. Get over with. What that motherfucker look at, man?
Yeah, you
gotta pay.
You
gotta pay. Too long. Y'all finna pay.
He went from talking about everyone come to the stadium, I'll make people in wheelchairs stand up, that's how excited I am.
It's a lot.
To all y'all going to effing pay for taking too long to draft.
Took too long. Y'all going to pay.
So certainly a different difference in tone once he got away from the media.
Started off at
and was around his family.
I wonder if there's anybody that drafted a player that saw anything on draft day. Or maybe how they acted or what they said or whatever, who went, oh no, we may have just made a huge mistake. I wonder if there's anybody like
I like his attitude though. You're gonna pay.
Oh, I like it.
Okay. Now you know what, chip on your shoulder.
Now he got drafted where I thought he was gonna get drafted. Yeah. Like who this was always where you were gonna go.
And he was the second receiver the Patriots took. They took Polk out of Washington as well. So they're trying to
I think Baker's better than Polk, but we'll
I guess they're gonna try to get
so does he probably
Brissett and eventually Drake May weapons. We're gonna move to something we haven't talked about at all. No basketball talk. Philly and their fans, we know they don't take losing well, and they don't take their stadium being taken over by Knicks fans well either, which happened. But this was after the game. Philly fans just, you know, man amongst the people asking them questions after they lose and go down 3-1 to the New York Knicks.
Speechless. We got absolutely annihilated and abused. It was one of the most pathetic, disappointing performances in the fourth quarter I've ever seen.
The rebound was horrendous.
Completely out-toughed. A city that prides itself on physical toughness. I mean, year after year, we're the softest team in the playoffs.
It's over, unfortunately.
Are we coming back here for game six?
No, we're soft. We're not coming back here. It's over.
Joel Embiid, look at his fourth quarter performances.
Is he wrong?
I don't see them winning in New York in game five.
No.
No.
And he's right. They're soft. Except Joel Embiid is dirty. Well, he's grabbing other guys by his ankles.
Oh, they've shown a super. There's a super cut of just a series of all the things he's done to other players.
It's unbelievable. I had no idea he was such a villain. I mean, he could have definitely played in the 90s now. Yeah. I see Joel Embiid, and I mean.
Joel Lambeer.
Yeah, that is who he is. He is Joel Lambeer. He's very talented, but he also just has a tendency to trick it off.
Mm-hmm.
And how about our boy James? James Harden came up in the clutch against Dallas.
Well, it wasn't an elimination game.
Big basket after big basket after big basket. He played well.
Of course.
And it wasn't settling for threes, Dell. Did you notice he was always going to the paint?
I noted that during the game. Now, he's not as explosive as he once was, but getting to the lane, hitting that runner over and over again was a big deal. And, of course, Keith tweeted at us. But Keith, once again, it's not an elimination game.
No. Yeah.
So knock it off until he actually does it then. We're going to go to something you're probably going to enjoy, Lance. Your enemy, Jurgen Klopp, is on the verge of leaving Liverpool. It'll be the end of his run there. And
David, we're chasing him out.
Of course.
We won the Merseyside Derby. Get your ass up out. The city is blue, just so you know.
At least for a week or so. David Moyes, who coaches for another team in the Premier League, has gone through battles with Klopp. If you don't know Jurgen Klopp, he has one distinctive feature on his face, or at least inside of his mouth. He got money, and then he went with the teeth too big. And David Moyes, he does. Yes, and David Moyes, being a jokester and a guy he knows, commented on it.
Oh my God!
In the presser,
I'll be glad he's gone. Too big, teeth are too bright. he's been a huge. I hate saying it because I have worked against them in the other clubs, which are probably the biggest rivals. But I think he's been immense for Liverpool.
He's been amazing for Liverpool. Oh. If you look at his teeth, he clearly went too big and too bright.
Before and after. Ooh. Yeah, they got his before and after. Here's when he was yellow.
Yeah.
Here's when he was yellow, and here's when he's...
Wow. Yeah. They are too big. He's up on the teeth.
Are we...
They look like the same size. I mean, they just look yellow. I mean, it just look white now.
I don't know.
Nah, I think he got the veneers going. Oh, yeah,
those are.
It's a thing in European soccer. You watch a lot. It happens to the players, too. They get money, and then they go too big and too bright with the teeth. We'll move on to your guy, Chris Ballard. He did not appreciate the words that were used about A.D. Mitchell. We talked about it maybe on Mopey.
I didn't hear. But
Mopey and Mapes.
What was said?
Well, somebody wrote apparently that character was, issues.
So Ian Rappaport had a tweet that this is why he was falling, from what I understand. Okay. And it was given to Chris before the press conference. But I don't know if there was other stuff that was said
something.
About him.
We talked
on the
about
broadcast. It. I'm on a separate
it's
broadcast.
It's about A.D.
Yeah. Mopey and Mapes discussed it because apparently someone was attributing his attitude issues
you,
to his inability. No.
Third party.
His inability.
Mopey and Mapes
discussed it. I'm just doing what you do.
That's you.
I'm just doing what you do because you do that.
Okay, what happened?
Bob McGinn, apparently, who likes to stalk. Likes to talk.
So he talks to people and gets real stuff.
And then he puts it out there that people took say his issues were he didn't handle his diabetes well, so it left him abrasive and short tempered, and he had an attitude with people partly because he couldn't handle his diabetes. That's what Bob McGinn said.
Okay.
So this is Chris Ballard discussing some of the rumors and how he hates them.
I don't know. I mean, I read some of the bullshit that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language, our typical league, unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bullshit. I mean, it fucking is. It's bullshit. Like, put your name on it. I'm tired of, we tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if people out there can tell me they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for those reports to come out, like, you know, I said it last year. It's bullshit. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language. I don't, but I do.
Don't, but I do. Well, you know what? AD's going to love Ballard because he's standing up for him. He's got his back.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason he fell.
Yeah.
It's not. He's not polished yet. His route running needs to get better, all that stuff. But when you're big and you run a 4.3 40, I mean, you end up getting drafted behind Keon Coleman, who's a 4.6 140. The upside is tremendous. There is a reason he fell.
Yeah, but the interview is tremendous. Keon Coleman was worth that pick just because of his interview.
I talked to somebody who said he had a bad interview. They didn't like him, and they thought he didn't know ball. Oh. Like that he wasn't very smart as a football player.
Well, I don't care. He's smart as a shopper.
He's a good. How smart do you have to be as a wide receiver? Honestly, throw it up and let him go get it. But I worry more about your speed and separation and
route running.
I don't care about your spelling.
Yeah.
But anyway, A.D. Mitchell fell for a reason. I think Chris knows that more than likely. But I also know that, you know, him having his back certainly helps. That he knows that A.D. Mitchell knows that somebody's got his back in the building for sure. And man, it's a good opportunity for him. Alex Pierce isn't really doing anything over there, the second-round pick from Cincinnati. You've got a very good possession receiver in Michael Pittman. You've got Josh Downs and Anthony Gold, who they drafted, who I like a lot in the slot. And now you've got Anthony Richardson, who can throw it a country mile. Like, that actually could be a pretty good situation for Mitchell because I could see him competing because they want to bring him along a little more slowly, but I could see him competing to take away the job from Alex Pierce. By the middle of the year, honestly.
All right. And so, but Chris was none too pleased with whomever.
And we'll close it out with a thing you guys have been alluding to throughout the show. It's over a span of a couple days. We'll first go to the insult from Charles Barkley. And then I guess if you want to call it an apology, which it really wasn't. So this is Charles talking about the Pelicans as they got run out their own gym against the Thunder. And, of course, Shaq set them up.
Disappointing on us. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty ass water. We not even gonna sit near the Cancun. We gonna sit near the Galveston with that dirty ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they in the beach. Y'all located. Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all ass. Y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little. Okay,
come on. They need to try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water. Come on, man.
Oklahoma City, 100-85 in game three.
It was so funny to people. You hear people off the
That's what's hilarious to me.
Camera back in the background laughing.
Shaq is literally can't hold it together. Ernie is cracking up. Vince Carter is there on set. I don't know where Kenny was because Kenny knows what time it is with Galveston. So do you have his apology?
I do have it.
Here, let's do an apology.
And Kenny's on set
video.
Too.
Oh, he is? Okay.
For this one. He's on set for this one.
Here, and this is not. Now, this is not funny. Charles took his shots, but here he apologized. Here's his apology. Here's his apology.
I don't want the beehive and Jay after Chuck. Those, I apologize. I do not want the beehive and Jay after me.
So how do you like Galveston now?
It's beautiful.
We're not going there.
Would you go on vacation?
You've got a chance. Hell no, I ain't going on vacation.
You've got a chance to wipe the slate clean here.
You
got to
say, I would go to
Galveston.
Let me tell you something. That water's so dirty, I'd rather go to San Antonio. I'd rather go to San Antonio with them big old women. No, I'm not going to Galveston. I want to go to the beach down in the river, walk and watch them big old women walk around San Antonio.
So you know what? So you know what sets him off. Okay, so you know what? We're going to
rather go, Chuck? San Antonio. And that's what they invented Victoria's Secret, Chuck.
Why is it secret?
Because them little women down there, they can't get in them cute little underwear. They wear bloomers down in San Antonio.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
Shaq is famous for his hating of San Antonio women. He's apologized before, but he doesn't mean it. I mean, Charles.
Yeah, yeah.
But Charles doesn't mean it.
No.
I like that he started to apologize because he went Beehive, which is Beyonce fans.
Right.
I know he meant.
They don't need that Beehive.
Jay-Z. No, but then he's like, I'm not going to that dirty ass road. You go vacation. How about Shaq loves it? He just tries to push him in that direction.
You vacation there, Chuck?
Okay, I can't spot a lie in there. Galveston, you can like Galveston and still admit that dirty ass water is everything he said is true.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I like that dirty ass, trash ass city.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, why we got to pick on Galveston?
Well, now, Chuck would know. He spent time in the city.
You know what? Tillman's got to have him down there.
No, they used to out there. Remember that?
Yeah,
they went down to Galveston.
He
knows about
Galveston.
He
knows Galveston. About
Galveston.
That's where they were every year before the season. Tillman's got to have him down, put him in his beautiful hotel there, let him see.
But how's that change the water?
Yeah. Well, remember that there's like 2 days a year where it's blue.
Yeah, but the hotel ain't going to do that. He's got to
for
those 2 days.
But he's got to have him down when that water turns blue for those 2 days.
I forgot. Yeah, Raheel took pictures.
Yeah.
Said, I can't believe this is Galveston.
Yeah.
But I don't believe it. It could have been doctored photos.
No. But no, there actually are.
Yeah, I saw three body problems also. It's probably the Santee creating where you think you see it. So I'm not believing this.
What, you don't know if you see a shoe?
By the way, the Santee thing, this is going to be too deep. This show,
that
reference.
Deep.
Now, Baby Reindeer, since it's number one again for like three, it's very rare for a show to be number one in Netflix for three straight weeks. It's still there. But even Raheel said, this is even too dark for me. He said, I can usually handle these shows. This is a lot.
I can't.
And the fact that this is the guy, John, that it's the guy who starred in it, and he wrote it, and that's his story. And now everybody apparently thinks they found Martha, and they've been outing her on social media, and now they're trying to find the other guy that was giving them the GHB. Like, people are going on this tirade now trying to find.
I don't know what that is. The what?
That's roofies.
Oh.
Remember what he was drinking? Well,
I didn't see it.
You're lucky.
Yeah. Don't worry. We go to Molly plus roofies. I've never heard of that combination. So, yeah. No, there's some GHB. What usually happens when you get GHB? Roofies.
Yeah.
When somebody roofies you, does something bad usually happen?
Yeah. No, it just. Well, nope. For the first time yesterday, I saw Paperboy. Have you ever seen that movie?
Uh-uh.
Zac Efron and Matthew McConaughey and Nicole Kidman. Well, something happens to Matthew McConaughey in this movie.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. Time for you, if you've got an injury, to talk to Lance about QC Kinetics.
Yeah, QC Kinetics helps you out with knee injuries, hip injuries, back, shoulder, whatever it is. When you have pain, arthritic pain in the joint, when you have pain that is just a consistent problem, it's a chronic pain, it really has an impact on your quality of life. If you're not thinking about it, you eventually will when you try to move, when you try to get up out of a chair. Long drives are probably an issue for you once you're about an hour and a half in, and, you know, may have an impact on how you fly and how you travel, or if you're even playing golf anymore, if you're playing basketball. Why don't you go with the method that actually works? Instead of just steroid shots, which are temporary and begin to not have as much effectiveness, why don't you just go ahead and work with QC Kinetics? They take the body's healing power, they concentrate it, they put it back into the joint, and it begins to restore and repair damaged tissue and lost tissue in the joint. And this reduces inflammation. This gives you an opportunity to have more agility and more mobility, and best of all, you can get back to being much more active. It's highly successful. The success rates and reviews are very, very promising, and there's four locations here in Houston, so you really don't have any excuses anymore. Make sure you get in there and just at least go through their free consultation. It's QC Kinetics. Go to QCKinetics.com. That's QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. But Gilbert's got some thoughts on the Astros from this weekend. Let's get Gilbert in here, see what his thoughts are. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Good. Hey, did you see Colleen
hey,
Wolf?
Hey.
Did you see her on TV? Did you see Colleen Wolf on TV this weekend?
No, she didn't go on TV this weekend.
She was on TV, yeah.
Was she?
She was in Detroit.
Yeah, she was in Detroit.
Well, no, okay.
Did you get that picture, Lance?
So Gilbert, I wasn't there. She wasn't there.
She wasn't with you in Los Angeles?
Nope.
But I'm sure she could get you that picture.
Nope. Yep, she was in Detroit. So actually, she wasn't on the. I don't think she was on the broadcast itself. So if Gilbert watched, he would not have seen her.
Hmm.
I think she was doing some like pregame stuff.
Did you see Colleen Wolf in Los Angeles?
What's that, Gilbert?
You see her in Los Angeles?
He didn't.
No, she was in Detroit. I was in Los Angeles.
So we factor to us, let me picture, please.
Yeah, could you ask her?
Yeah, no, she's aware. I've made her aware that you'd like a picture.
Well, did you leave a message out there? You know,
yeah, I left. I called. Yep, I called and I left a message on her answer machine in Detroit.
You did? Did you leave? Huh? You left a message for her?
It's on her answer machine.
Well, how about that, Gilbert? It looks like that picture is coming any day. You should call. You should call every day.
I wouldn't.
Okay, to see.
You sure you want that for your show too?
Call.
What do you mean?
What?
Go ahead. You got it now.
What? What'd you say, Gilbert?
You got my picture, is what he said.
Hello?
Yeah, no. I think Lance might have it. Did you get it yet?
No, I told you. She's not there. How can I get a picture from somebody who's not in Los Angeles? Now, I will be back there next April, maybe. So if I come back next April, I got a shot to get it.
Next April, Gilbert.
So
you
got to check
April.
Back in next April about it and see if I finally ran into her.
Yeah.
There's an outside chance I see her this summer if I'm still employed after my contract.
We'll go back there. The ship is almost over anyway. We're going back there in May or what?
Well, no, that's not the plan. No. No.
Aren't you going back there in
May? I work the draft, so I'm not. Yeah, the draft is over. The earliest I could be there is probably mid-April next year.
Huh. Well, you should. When will that be? Next April.
Yeah, in about 356 days, more than likely.
He's going to go back there next draft.
Oh, we'll do April right now. Okay, next month.
Jeez.
Next month.
What's that? I'm not going anywhere next month. I'm taking a vacation.
Can Colleen just send a picture?
Hold on. Say it again. Gilbert,
send a picture.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay,
got it.
Okay, bye.
Right, bye. Bye.
I mean, he just is just the big relentless. Just literally, just best. Sucks the life
the
out of
best.
Me. It's just so demoralizing when he just won't stop.
No,
It's so demoralizing. Okay, stop pointing and laughing, Dell.
Guess what's going to happen?
This is pissing me
off. You're going to get that picture
I don't know what it is about that, but it's making me mad. I mean, you know, it's all fun and games until he's just up your ass about
something. Why
would
you ever subject yourself to promising him anything?
Yeah.
I don't remember doing that.
You did.
He did it, though.
No, when she was on, you said yes.
Just say no.
Oh, my God.
Say no.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even push it back to a year. Were you going next month? Like, why does he care about Colleen Wolf so much?
He loves some He loves some Colleen Wolf.
Does he even have NFL Network?
Oh, my gosh.
And I told her, she thinks, like, she knows it's not a joke because she's been on the air and talked to him live. So she knows it's not a joke.
No.
I've talked to her about this. She knows it's real. But if she cares about me as a teammate, she would at least, you know, get something out in the mail.
Apparently she doesn't
get
care.
Get something out in the mail.
She doesn't care.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm trying to think if there's something I can do for a listener who prints a picture, like a glossy picture off the internet, and just gets it to me.
That's it.
That's just all I need.
That's all you need.
I guess I could do it myself.
Yeah,
I got some free time.
Yeah, you could.
I got some free time. I'm not doing draft stuff anymore.
No. Now you're free.
I'll just do
that. By the way, you still have a job there? That's great.
Well, my contract's not up yet.
It's not? When is it up?
This summer.
Okay.
I mean, everyone else
just print this picture of Colleen outside of the draft party.
Yeah, it's a good picture of her.
Yeah, I mean, you don't think
Gilbert would like that?
Gilbert
would like
that. You don't think that'd get the job done for Gilbert?
Yeah, Gilbert would like that. Gilbert would like that picture. Colleen Wolf's got a lot of great pictures that he would like on her Instagram. She's a sweetheart too. She's really cool. She's a Philadelphia girl now. She's got some edge to her.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's got a little edge. She's got a little edge, which I like. She'll drop a little, you need a little F-bomb on you every once in a while. If you need that off the air, she'll put that, because she's from Philly. She's an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? That's in their blood.
I don't like that dirty ass, trash ass city.
Apparently, Detroit had 775,000 people at the draft.
Yeah, I broke the record.
Broke the record.
How many you said?
Holy crap, 775,000.
Yeah. Broke the record. The draft has become just a monster. Monster.
Kansas City last year was 312. It's more than doubled.
Yeah, it was. The record, I think, was Nashville.
Going to Detroit?
Oh, yeah. Well,
Nashville was 600, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I remember
Detroit?
So I used to go to the draft when it was in New York. It was always in New York. And you'd have Texans fans coming, Giants fans coming. You know, it was like that scene out of the Warriors where everyone came to Coney Island came to that one area and all the gangs came together. That's what it was like. But not anything like this. No. Like, this is incredible what they've done.
Crazy.
My league is incredible. What an incredible league.
Oh, really?
Did you see the UFL
this weekend?
Is there 700,000 people at the NBA draft? No. Did they all have coordinated sunglasses for the draft in the NBA? No, that was NFL where everyone had sunglasses.
No, they did. Everybody had sunglasses.
And it was a coordinated, I think, pretty much a commercial thing.
We got a break in here, 713-780-3776. You got draft questions. We'll go over. Let's go over some of the teams.
Yeah.
And, Chris, you'll be first up. But right now, let's go over this team, HR&P. That's the team that we have here. We love our team, our HR&P team. The HR&P team came here. They did the same thing for us that they would do for you. They came into the building and they said, okay, here's what you guys are doing. We had a different payroll company before. Here's what you guys are doing. Here's what we can do better. Here's how we can save you money. Here's what we can do with your benefits packages. We don't sell those. Those aren't ours. But here's a list. Here are different options for you and your benefits, for your 401k, for your insurance. Whatever package it is that your business needs, they're going to give you options for that stuff. They did the same thing with us that they're going to do for you, and they're going to save you money. All right, we were there, about 10 days ago over at their facility. It's second to none. It is amazing, the technology that they have there. They're going to do it perfect for you like they do it perfect for me. There is no business that's too big. There are some that are too small. You probably don't need them. If you're 15 people in your company, that's not enough. But if you have more than that, HRP is here for you. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.